WWL First News at 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Dave Cohen on your official weather station, WWL.
Happy Friday. We've got some rain in the forecast today. The chance is 60%. That'll be for the late afternoon and evening hours. So even after sunset, might have a few storms around the region. The high temperature otherwise is hot, 96, feeling like 105 to 110.
WWL-TV meteorologist Peyton Malone says we have another extreme heat warning before those isolated storms arrive that could be severe. New Orleans' fiscal picture might not be as bad as it seems, according to Louisiana Legislative Auditor Mike Wagisback, who's been working very closely with the city and Mayor Helena Moreno. He says New Orleans, though, still has some very difficult decisions to make.
I think the Moreno administration has made great strides, but I think they still have to continue to look at additional cuts.
Wagisback says one of the best things that happened was perhaps the city not being able to go back to the bond commission for more loans or other funding mechanisms after the big fight with the governor and the attorney general. He says it forced New Orleans to cut more and find other sources of funding. A woman charged in the death of two teenagers finds out her fate today. WWL-TV's Whitney Miller tells us what started with a shoplifting in Metairie led to a chase on the I-10 across the parish line that ended with the deadly crash.
Jonika Smooth, she pleaded guilty in the deaths of 17-year-old Giselle Smith and Samaj Moores back in May. Investigators say she crashed into the teenager's vehicle while exiting at St. Bernard Avenue. She'd been fleeing Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies after an alleged shoplifting incident at Lakeside Shopping Center. She faces up to life in prison.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After 9 long months at sea, the USS Abraham Lincoln is now heading home. The deployment was only supposed to be between 6 and 7 months, but that mission was extended as the war with Iran went on. Severe weather in the Northeast with reports of waterspouts and possible tornadoes on Long Island, New York. Another law enforcement officer fired after checking up on someone using an automated license plate reader.
This is Jim Ryan. That misuse of flock camera data might have gone unnoticed, except that a watchdog group opposed to the technology picked it up. After firing Deputy Rome, Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto has gone to flock to ask,
what can we put into their program to make it better for us to be able to see this in the future?
He acknowledges that incidents like this one shake public confidence in the technology.
A 35-year-old woman under arrest plotting to attack the New York State Capitol building in Albany. FBI agents say she had pledged allegiance to ISIS. This is ABC News.
The Louisiana Board of Elementary and Secondary Education's approved new rules for physical education. State Superintendent of Education Cade Brumley says starting next year, kids will actually have to participate in physical exercise instead of just learning about how PE works.
In the old expectations for PE, students might just learn about something. They might learn what it looks like to climb or what does it mean to throw or to squat or to jump. With the new standards, there's the expectation that they actually have to do it.
I'm Nicole Murray with WWL First Business News. Walmart said it is using the $2.9 billion in tariff refunds to lower prices as consumers experience affordability issues due to higher inflation. The retailer also reported that its operating income in the second quarter rose nearly 30% compared to the same time last year. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate eased for the second week in a row, but remains elevated compared with this time last year. Freddie Mac reports that the benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to 6.65% from 6.67% last week. 1 year ago, the average rate was 6.58%. The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits slipped last week, suggesting that the labor market remains stable despite a surprise drop in employment in July. The Labor Department reports that the initial claims for state unemployment benefits fell 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 206,000 total for the week that ended on August 15th. Futures are higher. That's WWL First Business News. I'm Nicole Murray.
A new Gallup poll finds that a historically low number of Americans say they're drinking alcohol, as we hear from ABC's Jim Ryan.
That's not to say that Americans aren't finding other ways to drown their sorrows or celebrate their successes. Apart from the Gallup survey, the National Institute on Drug Abuse reports that about a quarter of men and one in five women use cannabis on a regular basis. And about 30% of them report signs of cannabis use disorder, including finding it difficult or impossible to stop.
We're going to stop for WWL Sports, brought to you by People's Health. Here's WWL Steve Geller.
This training camp update, sponsored by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train, but it's easy to afford one. The Saints got a heavy workout out west with joint workouts against the Cowboys and the Rams. Head coach Kellen Moore says stepping out of their comfort zone is all part of the blueprint to success.
That was some tough days, you know, to go a Tuesday joint to a Thursday joint. That's a lot of workload in a matter of those 3 days. We're proud of our guys battling. I think it's going to test our ability to kind of play in an uncomfortable setting, which is good for us, and you know, we'll use the rest of training camp to get ready.
Up next, the Black and Gold will test that grit when they take on the Rams in a preseason game on Saturday. Our pregame coverage will start 11 a.m. kickoff at 3 on WWL Saints Radio.
Because of those joint practices where the starters got a lot of reps, do not expect to see first-teamers playing for the Saints tomorrow in Los Angeles. Do expect to see the Tigers go in full force when they hit the field in 2 weeks from tomorrow to take on Clemson. WWL's Charlie Long tells us before that, the LSU Tigers will square off against themselves.
This LSU update is brought to you by Raz's Markets. Shop Raz's, your number one local low price leader and the official supermarket of the New Orleans Saints. On Thursday, we got to hear from Tiger head coach Lane Kiffin about the Bayou Bengals fall camp workouts. With scrimmage number 2 scheduled for tomorrow, Coach Kiffin noted that he's still been impressed with LSU's defense. Kiffin highlighted a star player on the edge.
Princewell has really been a dominant force, especially in the ability to catch the quarterback, which I think is very important nowadays, not just being good rushers, but these quarterbacks. I feel like more people have turned to athletic quarterbacks in college football. Big part of third downs is when you get there, can you get them down? So he made a number of plays today like that. So I feel like our defense is playing really well. We still have a lot of work to do in depth. We still have work to do in defensive tackle spot, figuring that out.
As for the offense, Coach Kiffin praised quarterback Sam Levitt, saying the signal caller has been quote-unquote awesome.
Now, the Surf Pro Cleanup Restoration and Construction Forecast on WWL.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a hot weekend, and today is your best shot of seeing some showers and thunderstorms. If you do have plans later this afternoon, there's around a 30 to 40%, but this evening, there's a 60% chance for thunderstorms. And some of these storms today could be severe, with gusty winds being the primary concern, but you also want to watch out for dangerous lightning and some heavy rainfall. Temperatures do go up this weekend, 97 Saturday, 98 on Sunday, and only a 20% chance of rain this weekend. Next week, we'll go to about a 30 to 40% chance for rain. From WWL Louisiana, I'm meteorologist Pete Malone.
Winds are calm, skies are clear on the North Shore, where it's 80 degrees right now in Slidell. South of the lake at the airport in Kenner, it's 83 with a few clouds. Already got a heat index. It feels like 94 at MSY. See what it feels like out on the roads. Here's WWL's traffic.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Over the Bonnie Carey Spillway, LaPlace to Kenner, about halfway over, you start to see the brake lights a little slow to the 310 split. That's just some light congestion there. I-10 East Kenner to downtown New Orleans have a few brake lights right around Williams, easing before the split. That's where you'll find moderate congestion around Metairie Road, a little slow into the city. Downtown Elevated, heavy congestion begins at Elysian Fields, a slow crawl to the flyover. Likely congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown, light to moderate congestion begins at Terry Parkway, continues over the river. Huey P. Long on the causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Traffic sponsored by Parrish Tractor. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P. on WWL.
Thanks, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's get back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
Thwarted is a funny word, isn't it?
Thwarted.
Thwarted.
Have you been thwarted?
Alleged terror attack was thwarted in New York. And if you look at this, this woman was, man, I don't know. I don't know if she wanted to be caught. I don't know what's going on here. But she had numerous social media accounts with an honorific Islamic name, whatever that is. She was suspended a couple of different times for promoting terror on the messages that she posted. She looks like, I'm not trying to be catty here or anything, but just in terms of drawing attention, okay? This looks like an SNL skit, like you put the late Chris Farley in a burqa and sent him outside the Capitol building to take pictures. As obvious can be. Then you go to Home Depot, dressed in your burqa, face covered and everything else, and you buy in nails and other items that you could use in an IED. This is just beyond belief almost.
Federal agents say she had already pledged allegiance to ISIS, and then they intervened acting as terrorists. And when she asked for advice on how to make a bomb, they instructed her what to go buy at Home Depot, and that's all part of the case.
Boy, it's just when you look at the pictures, it's like, come on, what are you trying to get caught? I don't know.
The good news is a lot of criminals are not very good at being criminals.
Yeah, if they were, they wouldn't be in jail. I guess that's right. All right, we'll talk to Mike to tell you about the Saints. We come back, WWL. 8:14 now on this Friday morning. Tomorrow, Saints taking on the Rams in preseason game number 2 in Inglewood, California at SoFi Stadium. Or is it SoFo? SoFi. Yeah. WWL Game Day starts at 11 a.m. Join Steve Geller and Charlie Long for First Take. Who Dat Nation, it's time to check in from your tailgate party. 1 o'clock countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert. Game time, 3 p.m. Turn down your TV, turn up, Deuce and Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, join the Cajun Cannon for the point after till 9 o'clock. Saints-Rams, 10 hours, wall-to-wall Saints coverage tomorrow on Saints Radio, WWL, and the free Odyssey app. Our friend Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Talk about them Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I got to start with the kicker thing because it seems minor until, you know, there's 5 seconds left to beat the Falcons or whatever in a division game, and then you need that kick, and it's from 38 yards, and you got to know that it's money. So where do we stand on the kicker position?
I have no idea. Mm. I'll be honest with you. It still remains to be seen on what will happen here with Charlie Smith. And then you got a guy with a little experience because, you know, he has kicked certainly in the UFL. And Tanner, but it's close between Brown and Smith. Right now, I'd probably give the edge to Tanner Brown.
But see, sometimes salespeople in any field will give you a choice of option A or option B, and that takes everything else off the table. And I'm just wondering, are there any other kickers out there, or is this going to be the kind of thing where the Saints won't know until the final cuts happen? Tell me.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think you won't know until the final cuts, and maybe a young kicker at some team is trying to sneak on the practice squad that I'm sure their pro personnel people, Mike Parrington and his group, will be keeping a real close eye on. That battle is, for me, to be settled in certainly the next 2 games, but also in practice. Mm-hmm. But, man, you don't want to have any instability at the place-kicking position. None. And today, they cut you loose if you're under 80%. You've got to be 8 out of 10.
I think, tell me if I'm crazy here, I think this is so important, given the fact that it's a meaningless preseason game. I would almost set it up to where I would try to kick as many field goals as I could to see who's got what under game conditions. Is that crazy?
I think that has been, you're not the only one that has thought that way. There have been other teams that have kind of set that up to try to see how well that kicker would, because this is about as close as you're going to get to game time action in a preseason game, and how well they handle that. If you look at that one that Charlie Smith missed last week, Tommy, it wasn't even close.
No, and the extra point was a shank. It's terrible.
Yeah, it was real shaky, too. So it's certainly one of the battles that's out there at this point to see what happens. And if you'd have asked me this a couple days ago, what's kind of the big battle for roster spots, I'd have said wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that, you know, come in, preseason games, Olave don't need to be in the lineup. I mean, you might have him for a series, but that's it. I mean, he has shown what type of player he is. And then you got Jordan Tyson go down, and you know, you won't see him until October.
Maybe.
Devon Vellet, even though you acquired him last year, you'd like to see a little bit of timing with him and Shuck. And you've seen a lot of that in, you know, the padded practices against other teams. But what happens after that? Because is it Barry and Brown?
Mm-hmm.
And Barron's had a tremendous camp. And also, he can be your kickoff return guy. I mean, that dude can run. There are shades of Rashid Shaheed in him. Mm. in that. He can scare the bejesus out of you if he catches a kickoff. Bryce Lance, who got kind of nicked up a little bit, and I think he's another young man that you'd have to watch along with Bub Means, who was a draft choice a couple years back, who kind of bounced around college football from Tennessee, Louisiana Tech, Pittsburgh. And then Kevin Austin, who you say, he's not going to make this team. Only thing he does is make plays, and he blocks downfield for a receiver. And, man, coaches love that. If you can catch the ball consistently and block, and so we'll see. But now my focus is at running back, because you're not going to see H.N. much in this. And then Kamara goes down, and Audric Estime, who I really like as
me
a player.
Too.
But then he hurts his ankle, most likely won't play this weekend. And it swings the opportunity door open. Okay, I don't want you to give me anything. I want you to give me an opportunity. Kendre Miller is back. And one thing I'll say about Kendre Miller, he got talent. Mm-hmm. Now, again, he's hurt often, but he got talent, immense amount of talent at running back. And their draft pick of a year ago, Devin Neal. How many running backs are you going to keep? And you may have to keep an extra back, because if you feel as though Kamara could come back maybe after week one, you'll have to keep him on the roster and him not play week one if you feel maybe week two's the shot for him. But for Miller and Neal, this game against the Rams is really big, because now both are back healthy. Both were in the scrimmages, and I'm just telling you, I can't tell you if he can stay healthy, but from a talent standpoint, Kendre Miller, he got a lot of talent. I think for a third-round pick, if he didn't, you'd have cut him loose long ago.
What is
if he was hurt this much?
Third or fourth year now?
This will be his third year.
Third year, and he's not played a lot.
He has not. Now, last year, he got himself in great shape. He was running hard, everything else, and then he tears up the knee. Mm. And Deuce and I were talking about this, that how surprising it was. First day of training camp, we watch him. He's got no sleeve, no brace on the repaired knee. Now, because normally, you know, when you come back from that, you might not wear the brace, but you always have the sleeve.
People that have never been through it have no idea what it's like to come back from an injury like that. They don't know. They think they do, but they don't. And I'm not talking about you or me. I'm talking about planning and cutting and getting hit and everything else. We'll take a break, pick it up with Mike Dottiglia here. We come back, 821 Traffic, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. I-10 East, Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans have some light congestion. Begins at Loyola, hangs on to Veterans, clears to downtown from there. I-10 West New Orleans East to downtown, you'll tap the brakes right before the high rise. Downtown elevated slow from Elysian Fields to the flyover. Flyover heavily congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown, light to moderate congestion begins at Terry Parkway, continues over the river. Huey P. Long in the Causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Traffic is sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P on WWL.
Brutal, I think, would be a good word. Brutal to describe the heat and humidity that we're going through. And you need a big, strong machine to stand up to that, right? And that's what your air conditioning system is, a big machine. And it's got to be maintained and it's got to be serviced if you want it to perform dependably and efficiently. And that brings me to Nash Heating and Air. They put a new system in my home back in 2019 from the moment I first called them. Through this morning, 100% satisfied. A lot of people do AC work. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them not so good. I can tell you from firsthand experience, Nash does great work. 56 years they've been around. And they're looking forward to the next 50 years. No private equity ownership here. It's an iconic New Orleans brand, and they're not going anywhere. Going into the third generation of the Nash family. Why don't you Call them, let them come out, check the system, make sure it's working dependably. And talk about a National Flash service agreement. You can get same-day VIP treatment anytime your unit needs service or repair. Nash Heating and Air, 504-835-4440. I think they're the gold standard. Heating and Air, Nash Heating and Air, 504-835-4440. Or go to nashac.com. All right, 827, 3 weeks, Tommy Tucker, WWL, I should say, 3 weeks from Sunday, Saints kick it off against the Lions for real. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host Sports Talk. Of course, tomorrow they take on the Rams, then they close it out with Dallas, and then the season starts on the 13th. Mike, if you had to pick right now, what's that starting 11 going to look like on offense?
I think if certainly if injuries don't put them in play, you know, Kelvin Banks Jr. is at left tackle. David Edwards would be at left guard. The center position, just hopefully, knock on wood, Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Taliese Fuaga. That would be your starting five offensive linemen. Juwan Johnson at tight end. At wide receiver, it would be Velay and Chris Olave. Depending on what kind of lineup, would you go to 12 personnel? Then I think it would be tight end Noah Fant. Mm-hmm. If you went to three wide receivers, you know what? I'll give the rookie a shot, Barrion Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, H.A.N.'s going to be your starting running back, and quarterback, that Shuck guy is pretty good.
Are you going to get more out of a guy like Barrion Brown early in the season where maybe people don't realize what he's got in the tank?
You've seen him enough in preseason to know that, hey, yeah.
You think you know till you line up, right?
Yeah, and how well he catches the ball, he surprised me because he had trouble. I was told by some coaches at LSU, he had trouble tracking the ball in flight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen none of that, so I don't know what happened at LSU. I knew he was pretty damn good at Kentucky. And all I can tell you is when you kick him off the football, you take it at your own risk. Everybody's heard and reminded me of it. We had Willie Fritz on when LSU played Houston in the Texas Bowl. My last comment to Coach Fritz was, whatever you do, do not kick the ball to Barrion Brown.
I remember that.
And he was like, Mike, we got a plan for that. And what they do, they kick him the ball.
Brown. That's exactly
right. And he runs it all the way back. So I told this to Barrion. He said, hey, you told him before the game. I told him after the run back.
I remember that when that happened. Thank you, Mike.
I was just trying to tell Willie, hey, coach, don't kick him the ball.
I remember watching the game saying, I'll be damned. Look at this. Mike called it. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about alligator hunting and Son of a Saint fundraiser that's coming up right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you. At 8:30, here's the latest from your official weather station, WWL.
Happy Friday. A hot day, yeah, but we've got some storms in the forecast after topping out at 96 this afternoon. There's a 60% chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. A few storms today could pack a punch with some gusty winds, heavy rain, and frequent lightning.
WWL TV meteorologist Peyton Malone says all that rain goes away after 10 o'clock tonight, and then it's really hot this weekend. The fiscal outlook for the city of New Orleans has not been good, but the state legislative auditor says things aren't as bad as they may seem, and the city is in a stronger position than many people think. Here's WWL's Chris Miller.
When she took office, Mayor Helena Moreno said it may take 7 years to get the city's money problem solved, and she's by no means guaranteed a second term. But state legislative auditor Mike Wackersback says after a few months of working closely with the city, he believes they're in better shape.
I think within her first term, we can make this happen.
And Wackersback hinted there may be more sources of cash flow for the city that the administration has yet to recognize.
There's some other things on the table in the future that I think will bring in either further cash infusions.
However, Wackersback said he is not at liberty to disclose what those other things might be.
The legislative auditor added that something that appeared to be bad on the surface has actually worked out well for the city, saying the fight with the state and the refusal for state leaders to approve anything through the bond commission like additional loans has actually forced New Orleans to tighten the belt even further, find more money, and be more fiscally responsible. The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office thought an inmate may have escaped, but WWL-TV's Mike McDaniel reports from the prison that the man was actually forgotten for a whole day at the courthouse.
According to the sheriff's office, it was during those routine head counts during a round that a deputy noticed that one of the inmates was not in his assigned housing unit. That's when the deputy then notified supervisors, and that's when a search was launched to try and locate this inmate. That inmate was eventually found inside a secured holding cell in the courthouse section where he had been scheduled to appear the day before. He was then brought back to the jail, checked out by medical and mental health staff, and also given some food. According to the sheriff's office, its investigative services bureau is now looking into exactly how this happened.
No humans were hurt. Two cats were rescued, but a third feline remains missing. After a 3-alarm fire last night on Napoleon Avenue in uptown New Orleans, firefighters say flames tore through the multi-unit structure. The cause is under investigation.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The same line of storms that caused severe damage in the Midwest moving further east on Thursday. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
A rain-wrapped tornado tearing through the city of Dover, Delaware, sending debris flying and leaving behind a trail of destruction.
I can't believe this.
Some residents caught off guard, racing to take shelter. Two hotels left badly damaged, pieces of the building wrapped around power lines.
On Long Island, New York, a waterspout may have come on shore. If so, that'd be a tornado. Firefighters digging through torn apart structures at a beach club, making sure there was no one inside. President Trump heads to South Carolina today to stump for Darlene Graham, days ahead of the South Carolina Republican Senate runoff. A charter aircraft carrying 8 people crashing in a remote radar site in western Alaska, killing all on board. President Trump back on the air with his one-time fixer, Michael Cohen, who testified before Congress about Trump's hush money payments. He also did prison time for tax evasion. They were on Cohen's radio show. This is ABC News.
Starting next school year, physical education classes in Louisiana public schools will have a greater emphasis on actually getting students participating. State Superintendent of Education Cade Brumley says educators and stakeholders have developed new revised standards that focus on fundamental movement skills that students can do long after they graduate.
They bolster the idea of lifetime fitness and lifetime health, and I think they'll go a long way in helping to combat issues like obesity and diabetes and heart health.
Brumley says until now, the standards only had students identifying skills. Now he says they'll actually have to perform those skills in PE. More and more Americans say they do not drink any alcohol.
Not since Gallup began asking whether we drank have so many of us said no. 54% of U.S. adults say they do consume alcohol, the lowest since 1939. Despite the finding that an occasional glass of red wine, for example, might actually be good for you, 51% of respondents to the Gallup survey believe that even moderate drinking is unhealthy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Other stats show more people than ever consume marijuana now, a quarter of men and 20% of women. Trading getting underway on Wall Street. Ian would say, let's give you the business. 5 minutes into the trading day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 276 points after yesterday's big sell-off. The NASDAQ has climbed 75 and the S&P 500 up 26. Still looks like headed for a losing week on Wall Street. Oil has gone up another 8 cents. It's at $86.91 a barrel. WWL Sports Now, brought to you by People's Health with WWL's Steve Geller.
This training camp update sponsored by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train, but it's easy to afford one. After a battle royale in their joint workout with Dallas, the Saints session with the LA Rams went off with zero fights breaking out. Instead, it was fourth round pick Bryce Lance turning heads with 2 touchdowns on his 24th birthday, and Coach Kellen Moore was excited about the wide receiver.
Good work. Contested catches against really talented corners. These guys have some good players on their defense, and so that was awesome for him.
We'll see if Lance can continue that positive momentum at the Saturday's preseason game, which will kick off 3 p.m. on WWL Saints Radio. Pre-game coverage starts up at 11 a.m.
Don't expect to see Saints starters tomorrow on the field. They'll be sitting out again this week after the joint practices. Now WWL's Charlie Long.
This LSU update is brought to you by Razzes Markets. Shop Razzes, your number one local low price leader and the official supermarket of the New Orleans Saints. While there have been plenty of positives at fall camp, with LSU head coach Lane Kiffin praising the star power of quarterback Sam Levitt and edge Princewell Umamielen, what's a spot of concern on this roster? Coach Kiffin was asked about LSU's depth behind their starting offensive line.
It's a concern, something that, you know, is high on our list of concerns right now. And so we've got to continue to get guys better. They got to improve, and so that we feel more confident with that.
Now, the starting five has earned praise, especially in run blocking, but the depth behind them has some work to do. And that's not the only unit with depth concerns. Coach Kiffin also targeted the defensive tackle spot as one that needs to continue growing and developing.
Got that scrimmage tomorrow, and 2 weeks from tomorrow, LSU opens the season taking on Clemson.
Now, the Surf Pro Cleanup Restoration and Construction Forecast on WWL.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a hot day, but we do have some storms to track. Those storms are going to pop up later in the afternoon and into the evening hours. So once the sun goes down, there might still be a few strong storms around, and there is a low risk for a severe thunderstorm today. Highs today will be 96, tomorrow 97, Sunday 98. Rain chances drop to 20% this weekend, and then they start to creep up to 30 to 40% next week. From WWL Louisiana, I'm meteorologist Peyton Malone.
All right, it feels like 94 degrees at the airport in Kenner, where it's mostly clear and 83. It's 80 on the North Shore in Slidell. WWL traffic.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Over on I-10 East, Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans, have a building delay. Starts in the airport area. Moderate congestion hangs on to Veterans. An accident is on the road there. Everything clears nicely to downtown after the accident scene. Downtown elevated slow from Elysian Fields to the flyover. Flyover heavily congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection and West Bank to downtown. I-2 moderate congestion begins at General de Gaulle. Huey P. Long on the causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Over on 610, this is heading into Metairie from New Orleans East. Do have heavy delay there. Starts in the City Park area, cross to about Canal. An accident is on the road there. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P. on WWL.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
Man, we're getting to it. I'll tell you what. 2 weeks from LSU, 3 weeks from Sunday for the Saints kicking it off against Detroit. Before you know it, another 8 or 9 weeks, it'll be cool. Maybe.
Halloween? No.
Out of the, at least out of the 90s, maybe, at least. You know, the 80 sounds pretty good right now, doesn't
it? I would take it, yeah, absolutely.
So not only is he the host of the critically acclaimed and highly rated early edition of WWL First News, not only is he doing the news this morning, but he'll be back this afternoon to host Scoot Show. And I'm talking about our friend Dave Cohen. And Dave,
oh, me,
what you got coming up today?
Well, you know, I had this realization the other day. You know, there's a pill for almost everything now, or a shot.
Right.
You know, if you're a little overweight, take a pill or get a shot. If your cholesterol's too high, get a shot, take a pill. You have high blood pressure, take a pill. You don't have to change your diet. You don't have to exercise. Just take a pill. You know what there's not a pill for?
Patience?
Debt.
Oh.
Debt. And we have a record amount of debt as a society right now, and a record amount of default on loans. So I think, you know, this, we want this instant gratification now. Oh, man, I'm fat. I'm going to get a shot, take a pill. Oh, man, my blood pressure's high. Well, I'm not going to change my diet or do things to make myself healthy. I'll just take a pill.
Well,
but if there were a pill for debt, maybe we'd be all right.
I think the political scientist we had on earlier, and you can use the Odyssey app and the Rewind feature, nailed it, where it's the only thing, the national debt, where they can rail against it, blame the other side, use it to get elected, then keep pouring fuel on the fire, right? Keep making the fire worse, and then run against it when it's time to run for office again. The problem you created, but blame it on the other guy, and it's a way to keep yourself in office for a bunch of years. So Dave's coming up at 1 o'clock with that.
Yeah, remember Doge?
Sure.
Now we have the record debt.
Yeah.
What happened?
We'll talk with Tyler Bosworth, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, about alligator hunting when we come back. WWL. It is 8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Tyler Bosworth, the Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Good morning, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to discuss this exciting opportunity that we have in Louisiana now.
It really is. Tell me about what's going on with the first time ever, right? A recreational alligator hunting season?
Yeah, Tommy, that's right. So for the first time ever, we have a recreational opportunity. So as many people know, here in Louisiana, we have a traditional commercial opportunity for a commercial industry where these tags that we give out, the alligator tags, are tied to landowners. Well, that really prohibits the general public or the average man from being able to go out and engage in this cultural activity that we have here in Louisiana. We heard from the public, we heard from members of the legislature, and I heard from the governor that this is something that we wanted to support here and make happen in Louisiana. So over the course of about 2 years, we put together a proposal, a policy proposal, taking into account, you know, the traditional commercial operation, the landowners, and we came up with a 30-day recreational alligator season that's going to run from October 1st to October 31st. The lottery for that opened yesterday, and it runs until August 30th. And so, again, just very excited to be able to provide this opportunity to the sportsmen and women of Louisiana.
So there are some rules about where you can hunt and where you can't, right?
There are some rules, and so like I mentioned, you know, we have a huge $250 million annual revenue for our traditional commercial alligator harvest, and what we didn't want to do was materially impact that in any kind of way. And so we set out to put some guardrails in place, and I think we did a really good job of that on the front end. And so those rules, if the property is already enrolled in the commercial operation, that is, if you receive commercial tags for the management of alligators on those lands, those properties are ineligible. So these are going to be you'll be able to hunt on your own property, you'll be able to hunt on private property with written landowner permission, and you'll be able to hunt on some enumerated state properties as well. There's plenty of opportunity out there. There's 8 different zones that you can enter into the lotteries in, and then you'll have to bait these things like a traditional alligator hunter would from the land. And the reason that we did that is because if you're trespassing on somebody's land and you're free shooting them in the water, you might not get caught doing that. But if you've baited from the land and that is hanging there for a couple days, people are going to know that you're on their land. And so, again, we just took a proactive approach on putting guardrails up to try to protect that commercial industry that we have here.
The state has a lot of alligators go around, right?
The state has a tremendous amount of alligators, and in the 1970s, we had almost wiped the American alligator population out of Louisiana. The American alligator is probably the greatest conservation success story that we have here in Louisiana and at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. So we went from essentially 5,000 alligators in Louisiana to over 3 million now. And the way that we calculate the alligator population is really in the coastal zone. So think Highway 90 South. Well, you know, we're hearing from a lot of folks, and our alligator biologists know that there is an abundance of alligator north of Highway 90 outside of the coastal zone. And so when we say 3 million alligators in Louisiana, we're really talking about the southern portion of Louisiana. And I have no real data on the population north of 90, but there's probably roughly 4 million alligators in the state of Louisiana, if not more. And to put that into some perspective, there are 4 million people in Louisiana. And so it is kind of out of skew. The population has fully recovered. And that's what has given us the ability to go out and produce a new recreational season on these things. Everything we do here at Wildlife and Fisheries is backed by science and data. And it's put forth by our biological professional staff.
So each hunter gets 2 tags?
Each hunter will get 2 tags, and so we have 5,000 draws in 8 different zones. If you are successful, you will receive 2 tags. You'll be able to go out, like I said, on your property, on private property with written permission, or on enumerated state properties. You'll be able to bait those hooks, and you'll be able to harvest 2 alligator. One of the other things that we put into place is these are not like the commercial tag. So a commercial tag, you can take that hide, you can take that meat, and you can enter that stuff into commerce. These tags are just like a deer tag, right? And so you harvest that alligator, you tag it, you can send it to a processor, they'll package that meat up, it goes back to your house and your freezer for your consumption, and then you can take that hide and you can send it to a tannery. But when they scan that tag, it will be non-transferable, not commercial, and they will tan that hide and send it right back to you. And so, again, just more guardrails that we put in place to not materially impact that commercial industry.
So it's underway now to register to apply?
Yes, it is underway now. It started on Thursday, and you know, I've been asked about the interest that we've had in this season. Well, we've got some numbers now, and so in the first 24 hours, we've had about 1,200 applicants for this lottery. Again, there will be 5,000 people drawn, and so very proud of that number and happy to see that it's up there.
How long does the registration last?
Until August 30th.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate your time. I really do. And I hope it's a successful hunt for everybody.
Of course, Tommy. Thank you so much for having me on. Again, we just want people to go out, enjoy the great outdoors that we have here in Louisiana. I hope everybody that enters is successful in their draw and they get a successful harvest.
Thank you, sir. And Tyler Bosworth, Secretary of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
From Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters, WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. I-10 East, Kenner 2 downtown New Orleans, light congestion begins at Loyola, hangs on to about Veterans, clears to downtown from there. I-10 West, New Orleans, east to downtown, you'll tap the brakes in the Morrison Curve. That congestion eases pretty quickly. Downtown elevated, slow but steady to the flyover. Flyover moderately congested to Business 90. Crescent City Connection, West Bank to downtown, have a few brake lights as you cross the river. Huey P. Long on the causeway, no delays there. I-55 north and southbound, free and clear. No delays on I-12. I-59 is delay free. Over on 610, starting in the City Park area, still seeing very heavy congestion slowed to Canal. An accident is on the road there. Traffic is sponsored by Sunshine. And there's your look at traffic with Courtney P. on WWL.
We all have anxious moments in our life, and I'm not really talking about that here. I'm talking about waves of anxiety that keep coming at you over and over and over. And it's kind of like you're out on the beach in Destin somewhere and the waves keep coming and they start to get higher and stronger and higher and stronger and you don't know how you could deal with them. Well, maybe NeuroJust could be your answer. NeuroJust has helped me deal with anxiety and depression, and I've struggled with this my whole life. Not so much now, not since NeuroJust. I went through the process over a year ago, and it literally changed my life for the better. NeuroJust gives you the tool, TMS, that's 10 times more effective in fighting depression than a fourth medication. It targets portions of your brain that may have been shut down due to emotional trauma that you've suffered in the past, and it uses magnetic waves. It certainly doesn't hurt. I found it to be a pleasant and relaxing experience. So if you suffer with PTSD, OCD, or anxiety that's negatively impacting your life, why don't you try NeuroJust? They're on Metairie Road near Phocis. You can call them at 504-662-1552. Set up an appointment and you get a free consultation. They'll be able to explain it better than I can with this limited time. But I can tell you this, TMS has been around over 30 years. It's helped millions of people and most insurance covers it. You can feel like family from the moment you walk in. Go to NeuroJust.com. That's N-E-U-R-O, NeuroJust.com. It can get better, and you can get better with NeuroJust. 8:55 as we cruise through this Friday morning, Tommy Tucker, WWL. This organization we're going to talk about, Son of a Saint, is one of those organizations that they've had such an impact on the community. It seems as though they've been around a lot longer than they actually have been, although 15 years is nothing to sneeze at. And with that, we welcome in William Jones, Director of Executive Engagement at Son of a Saint. Good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm blessed. I'm well. How are you?
I am okay, sir. Tell me about the organization and then tell me about the block party.
So Son of a Saint was founded in 2011 by Sonny Lee. You know, it came out of necessity from a standpoint of he grew up without his father. His dad passed away when he was 3 years old due to a heart attack. And so, unfortunately, he grew up without his father. But he had a great support system with his mom, Ms. Cynthia Lee. And she provided, you know, therapy opportunities, surrounding him around amazing men, travel opportunities, you name it. And so he thought that, hey, if this worked for me and I turned out okay, why don't I, you know, duplicate that for the young men in New Orleans growing up without their father. And so started in 2011 with $100 in his pocket. And now here we are 15 years later with, you know, close to over 700, you know, youth that we support and serve. And we're a nonprofit that literally supports father, young men who's lost their fathers to long-time incarceration and acts of violence and deportation. And so it's been, you know, amazing journey. And, you know, that's the great thing about this organization has been here serving the youth. Like I said, for 15 years, I want to keep going, get another strong 15 years.
I think that's some of the more important work that can be done in the community. I really sincerely do. Tell me about the open, the block party that's coming up.
Yes, yes. So we're celebrating 15 years, like I mentioned. And so this is just an opportunity to say, you know, to celebrate, come celebrate with us, the community, our sponsors, our supporters. And, you know, really want to say thank you to our presenting sponsor, Jones Walker, for, you know, helping out with this initiative, as well as some of our other supporters like Delta Utilities. But the block party is just an opportunity for us to kind of look back and, you know, on the last 15 years. We're going to have music, we're going to food games. It's going to be free face painting. There's going to be games and activities. There's going to be a bounce house. There's going to be a dunk tank. Sunny is going to be in the dunk tank around 6 o'clock. So if you want to get Sunny in the dunk tank, please make sure to come. We'll have a DJ, DJ Rockaway. He's amazing. Preservation Hall Band. There'll be free snowballs. You know, thanks to Parkway, free Italian ice. And so we'll also have a lot of food vendors too. So it's just a chance to come out, celebrate. Whether you are a mentee, a mom, a guardian, a mentor, a volunteer, a donor, a supporter, anybody that's involved in the Son of the Saint community, and if you just want to learn more about the organization, we'd love for you to come by Saturday, August 22nd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be great vibes, great food. And so, yeah, that's pretty much a lot about the block party.
I'm going to tell you what, as hot as it is, I think going into the dunk tank would be a treat. If somebody wants to get involved, William, because I do think it's a great organization, Jones Walker does as well. If somebody wants to get involved, how do they do it?
Absolutely. You know, you can, you know, reach out to me. That's one way, at william@sonofasaint.org, or they can go to our website, www.sonofasaint.org. We have a page specifically of getting involved where people can get involved as a mentor, a volunteer, or if you want to be a donor or a supporter, you can do that as well. Mentors. There's an application that we have to fill out, the background check involved. Those are individuals that really want the young men to aspire to be and kind of show them a ropes about this thing called life. Volunteers, we have big events like this. Later in the year, we have our women's luncheon. We have our gala. We always need volunteers. This organization does not, you know, run or go on for 15 years without volunteers, which could be women or men. And then, again, if you want to, you don't have the time, there's always ways to donate and support. We have.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're out of time. Go to Son of a Saint. You can find it. Just search it online. You'll find it.